sometimes they can be attractive. Sometimes, like, the smell kind of entices you in. But
so you can be attracted to a man's aftershave?
Oh, definitely.
Really?
Yeah, you can make it turn your head in the room. Like, you can kind of, yeah, definitely.
And you're
can,
like, ooh, who's that?
Exactly. And then you kind of look and then you kind of wonder, what is that smell if you, like, kind of are attracted to it? A good smell is generally like, okay, it does make you turn your head and kind of go, oh, kind of looking at the person.
Is it almost peacocking? A man is looking for attention. He's looking for a partner. And it works.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think nowadays, like, a man's smell is more, like, important than it was then. Like, kind of, you, it's more, like, attractive. I don't know what it is, but recently, like, if he has a good perfume, like,
and I,
if he has a good perfume, if he has a good odor, it's very, like, attractive. Personally, anyway, you kind of see.
And let's say, for example, you're attracted to his smell. He turns round and you don't fancy him that much. Would you still be attracted to him? Or would it break the ice? You might find out about his personality.
Yeah, exactly. But it's a good, like, because if you don't see him in the first place, but yet your sense of smell kind of sees it, but then it might attract you to him, you know.
So kind of caveman instincts.
A little bit like that primal instincts kind of take over. But definitely, you know, it gets you to notice him first, which that's how you then start to say, oh, is he a good looking? Is he a nice guy? Blah, blah, blah. That's how you kind of see.
And your favourite man smell, what is it?
Prada's kind of, like, that I know is kind of strong. I know a few, like, Prada ones, but, like, not really, I don't really know the brand. I just kind of go, oh, he smells nice. I'll just look around.
And are you looking for a man?
maybe.
Smelling them.
It sounds so off-putting, but, yeah, I can see how people get attracted to you. That's how you kind of, like, get your man and see him in the person. But it doesn't always work, but it's a good incentive.
Hi, my name's Freddie. I am a perfume expert here at Parfumeria. These are a selection of niche brands of fragrance from all over the world. They specialize in creating very, very high quality, interesting perfumes.
Freddie, what do you love about perfume and aftershave and cologne?
For me, perfumery is an art form. It is a wearable art form. You can spend time with it and it's endlessly rewarding.
And this shop is called?
Parfumeria.
And that basically means a shop that sells perfume?
It would do on the continent, in countries like Italy and Spain, where these kinds of shops are quite common. Yes.
And you have a passion for it. You absolutely love it. And we're surrounded by fancy perfumes here. Mm-hmm. How do you wear perfume? What's the right way to wear it and the wrong way to wear it?
Well, there is no right and wrong way. It's up to you. I personally am comfortable wearing probably significantly more fragrance than most people are. But if you were, say, working in a work environment where you have to be a little bit more polite in how you wear your fragrance, for gentlemen, I recommend no more than 2 or 3, maybe, sprays, usually on the back of the neck and the back of the wrists.
So just a small bit.
Just a small bit.
On the back of the wrists.
Back of the wrists, the back of the neck. For women, maybe a couple of sprays more, but again, in the same kinds of places on the body. And the reason that the back of the neck and the back of the wrists is because those parts of the body are a little bit cooler. So the fragrance doesn't evaporate off the skin quite so strongly and quite so quickly.
When you read on Instagram about Olly Murs getting a note, and, you know, other restaurant eaters having to move seats because he is so overpowering. Mm. How does that make you feel?
There are different perfume cultures around the world. I know particularly in certain parts of the United States and North America, in general, people find strong fragrances kind of a bit more offensive than they would in other parts of the world. But there are certainly fragrances that you can wear to dinner and fragrances that you probably shouldn't wear to dinner. That's why we encourage people to have a small number of a selection of fragrances, almost like a wardrobe, so that you can have something that's appropriate for the occasion rather than be caught out in that kind of situation.
So something very, very strong, like a high street brand, mm-hmm. a well-known brand, it's just not suitable, is it, for dinner?
You can find good fragrances in high street and sort of in department store selections. But it is a little bit harder. What you don't find is an expert, usually, in those environments who can help you find the perfect fragrance for the perfect situation.
If they're good quality, although some people do have the tendency to wear literally too much, which can be a little bit offensive. But if they're really beautiful scents, then it's not so bad.
You've just tried on some perfume there. I'm just going to have a quick smell of it. Oh, it's pretty good. What is that?
That's actually a combination of two perfumes, which Maria and Freddie know very well, and that they can work well together. There are two perfumes here in Parfumeria.
And you're never overpowering, are you? You don't, in a way, stink of perfume or cologne. You always just wear a little bit.
I think, yeah. I mean, why sort of, you know, put everyone out? Not everyone may like the scent, so why wear too much?
And is there an Olly Murs in your restaurant who stinks out the restaurant and you have to move seats because of a strong smell of cologne?
Not actually, I've never in a restaurant, but sometimes colleagues, you know, the odd time in a workplace, they can maybe wear too much.
Do you ever tell them off?
No, one couldn't. No, no.
We currently sell a fragrance by Roger Dove, very exclusive brand from London, which is 985 for 100 mils.
985?
That's right, 985 euros. It's very beautiful, made with lots of very, very high-quality natural ingredients, and natural ingredients in perfumery are extremely expensive.
Yeah, I find them difficult and overpowering, yeah.
When a man is wearing a very strong smell, how does it make you feel?
I don't like it.
Would you ever tell him off?
Yes, I would. I'd say I don't like that. Maybe some girls like it.
I use most of the time French perfume, but I don't like the stronger one.
It's Jo Malone.
You like Jo Malone? They have a man one.
Yeah, the cedarwood one. Cedarwood.
And you like that?
Yeah, and I also use Chanel Antares, and I use Intense.
So you like your smells?
Yes, I do, very much so.
And, you know, they're not cheap, are they?
No, they're about... I was between 60 to 100 euros going out.
Every day?
No. Too expensive for that. Nighttime.
So if you're going to the pub or out for a meal or something?
Yeah, something like that, or to the races.
Does it make a difference? Are the girls attracted to you?
Yeah, very much so.
So it works?
The smell, the scent.
They like that scent?
Yes.
Is it a manly smell?
No, it just attracts them. It's like a man attracts with a perfume. It knocks him out.
It knocks them out?
Yes.
It's almost like as if we're all beasts and we can smell it.
The smell is sad. But the key is to put only on a little.
Just a small
bit. If you put on too much, it is overpowering. But if you put on a little, it's just a dab.
And does it make you sexy?
But it does, yeah. Well, it would. And that's the same for both sexes.
I would recommend something a little bit classic, what we call a fougère. It's a classic style of men's fragrance invented in the 19th century. Lots of different variations on a theme. It's very clean and crisp. Men should smell clean. I think that's the primary and most important thing.
Clean.
Clean, exactly. Yes. So this fragrance, House of Oud from Indonesia.
Oh, Indonesian.
Yes, exactly. Yes. They work with woody fragrances, with woody materials like oud, which is grown in Indonesia.
So sort of woody pineapple smell, and yeah, I do love pineapples.
Right. That's kind of pineapply fruity. It's kind of fresh, but with some depth. That's 190 euros for 75 ml. Actually, the kind of fragrance that you would wear maybe daytime, nighttime. It's sort of what I think of as being slightly like a Swiss Army knife type fragrance.
So I won't be slipped notes like Olly Murs with this one.
You shouldn't be. Fingers crossed, anyway. Yeah, I would imagine not.
I'm allergic to perfumes, strong perfumes.
You're allergic to them? How come?
Yeah.
It makes your eyes water. Mm-hmm. I am wearing it a bit of aftershave at the moment. Is that why your eyes are watering, or is it just the cold air?
No, it's the cold, but normally they would just...
And now you're crying. That's not because of me, is it? Because I stink of aftershave right now. Did I make you cry? I'm sorry.
Chanel is lovely.
So you like Chanel number 5?
Chanel, no.
Would you wear that?
Yeah.
Even though you're allergic?
I wear that because, you see, it's not so strong. It depends on what you're used to wearing.
And are women attracted to men who have a strong scent coming from them, like deer during rutting season?
No.
So when I go to a restaurant, I'll have a good spray, because I want to smell nice going out. So I don't care if somebody's bothered, to be honest.
Because it's about you, really. It's about your enjoyment.
Yeah, it's about me. It's about my night out, my hygiene. I want to smell nice.
What would be your favourite aftershave?
I've got many. I've got a lot. Chanel Blue would be probably one of my favourites.
You love that?
I love that, yeah.
And what are you wearing at the moment?
Issey Miyake Intensa.
Could I tell you, I accidentally once drank a bottle of Issey Miyake and I got violently sick.
I'm not surprised.
So I no longer like the smell.
I'm not surprised. You don't like the smell?
No.
Because it's a nice, it's a lovely aftershave.
Nice Japanese smell.
Yeah, lovely.